99.9 Radio USA Friday night from Eric Pasley. It's 6:49 and we're at 34 degrees. It's Scott Hansen and I have weird news for you. Just ahead of music from Blake Shelton, an Oklahoma man had a gut feeling that a package he found on his front lawn was a bomb. But when he took it to the cops, he found out it was just a belly bomb, an overstuffed burrito. The man, whose name was not released, was freaked out upon finding the insulated container, which had tinfoil sticking out of it. He brought it to his local police precinct, where the bomb squad was called in to investigate. They found nothing more incendiary than a layer of hot sauce inside. While the burrito turned out to be harmless, a police spokesman scolded the man for bringing it in, saying, "If you think it might or could be dangerous, you should not touch it or move it. Call the authorities, and we will investigate it there." Yeah, he just carried it in. "I think this is a bomb." How about this one? A British burglar saw his plan to heist go down the toilet after he tried to bust into a home through the bathroom window. But he got stuck, and he had to have his victim call the cops to come and rescue him. The clumsy crook looked to shimmy in through the washroom window, but he only managed to get in halfway before discovering he couldn't move in either direction. He dangled there for more than an hour until the homeowner got up to go to the bathroom and discovered the man halfway in the window in a compromising position. While cops arrived on the scene, they freed the man before they took that freedom away with the trip to the local jail. And finally, I guess they leave when the fat lady sings. At McDonald's in Sydney, Australia, they were sick of kids hanging around the restaurant all night, so they started blasting opera music to encourage the loiterers to leave. The plan seems to be a success. "We play a range of classical and opera music, and so far it seems to be working," manager Matthew Watson said. "We've noticed a reduction in the number of young people hanging around. I bet we'll have to reassess it properly in a couple of weeks." There you go, your weird news this morning, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia.
Tis the season to be thankful. Lundgrens would like to thank all of their loyal